The plane is running slightly behind schedule. Passengers are wearing their mask and lined up, not quite 6 feet apart, to get on board the plane once it's unloaded. One of those passengers is Connie Sankwich. She says she's ready to take the vaccine as soon as possible.
Well, I'm a cancer survivor, and I've got complications as a result of chemo. So, in fact, I'm going in for a doctor's appointment tonight.
Further down the line, another passenger, Chris Aparicio, is also ready to take the vaccine.
If it slows it down, keeps people from dying, and keeps people from spreading it, it's a good thing. Things got to return back to normal.
And normal for him means reliable work in construction.
I probably lost 6 months of work this year, 6 months of income. Puts me behind on my bills and took money out of my savings. You know, it hurts my family.
Another man in line, who didn't want to give his name, also said the vaccine was a good thing, but he isn't going to take it. He says he doesn't take the flu vaccine and won't take this coronavirus vaccine either, but he supports people who want to get it.
You know, everyone's built different immune system-wise, so hopefully it helps them out.
The woman next to him also never gets the flu shot. Her name is Michelle, and because she's a nurse at the hospital, she didn't want to give her last name.
I've had a lot of patients that have passed from the COVID, young ones.
She says she does plan to take the COVID vaccine, and as a frontline healthcare worker, she soon could, but she's going to hold off.
I want to personally do my own research. This vaccine just came out in the last 6 months. I mean, this COVID stuff's only been around for a year.
Outside, the plane carrying the vaccines begins approaching. The jet touches down around 7:30 p.m. On board are two boxes containing the Pfizer coronavirus vaccines and one holding dry ice.
Yes, three boxes total.
Okay. Wonderful.
Workers with the Yukon-Kuskokwim Health Corporation pick up the boxes from Alaska Airlines cargo.
And it's the white boxes right up front.
Written on top of the boxes, it says, COVID-19 vaccine, rush, perishable, please notify addressee immediately. A forklift carries the boxes across the room to a blue Health Corporation SUV waiting outside.
This is the other one. The 27-pounder.
Thank you.
In a few moments, the vaccines are loaded inside the vehicle.
Okay. You guys have a good day. All right. Drive carefully out there.
The vehicle drives to the YKHC administrative building. Inside, the vaccines go up the elevator to the third floor to a room with a giant white freezer able to store the vaccines at the required ultra-cold temperature of minus 94 degrees Fahrenheit. The YKHC workers put on white gowns, masks, goggles, and gloves before cutting open the box, taking out thick layers of packaging material, and then, in a coordinated motion, one person lifts out the tray of vaccines while her coworker opens the large freezer door. Finally, the doses of coronavirus vaccine are safely inside, after months of loss and grief, of sickness and death from this virus. YKHC plans to begin vaccinations today. In Bethel, I'm Anna Rose MacArthur.